Blog Talk Radio.
There are people around you, amen, that need to be ministered to. So I just encourage you to make yourself available to be used by God. Don't sit back. Don't get quiet. Amen. Praise God. But make yourself available so that the Lord can do good things in your life and minister to others through you. Amen. Praise God. That's my encouragement. Praise God. Don't doubt what you're able to do. Know that God is with you. Know that He will direct you. He will give you what to say. God will help you. Whatever it is that you want to do, God will help you. Amen. Amen. Just an encouragement to you. Praise the Lord. All right. All right. The scripture tells us, says right here in Psalm 150. He said, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. What does it mean to praise God? What does it mean to give praise unto the Lord? The Bible says to praise God. To praise God is to lift him up. It's to lift him up. It's to give praise unto the Lord. You exalt him. Exalt him. Why would we exalt the Lord? Why would we lift him up? Amen. Praise God. Amen. We would lift him up. Amen. Because he is God. First of all, he's God. He's God all by himself. Amen. And not only that, but God is a creator. He's our creator. He's the creator of heaven and earth. And amen, everything in it. God is the creator. So he's God, and he's also the creator. He's the one that created you. Amen, praise God. Amen, he is that one. The Bible says in him we live. We move, we have our being. It's in him, praise God. Amen, and God created you so unique, so fabulous, so phenomenal. God created you, and you have become, amen, so special. Let me tell you a little thing about you. Because of what God did for you and how he created you, all right, you've become so unique till your life matters to others. Your life matters to others. You have become important in so many lives. Your presence shifts the atmosphere. It causes things to happen. It causes things to move. Amen. Your presence, it even changes, amen, the heart, the mindset of others around you. Can you only imagine when you enter into the building, when you, where you're going, amen, praise God, and the place where you're going, there are people that know you there. And when, ain't no, you know, there's no telling what could have been going on while they were there, but when you entered that place, amen, everything began to be different. Everything, praise God. Oh, how you doing, Brother Strainbring? Hey, y'all, Brother Strainbring here. Sister Sally here. Hey, how you doing? Oh, it's so good to see you. Hey, I'm telling you, it just changes everything. And what I'm saying is that you are so unique till you make a difference wherever you go. Because God created you that way. He didn't just create you just to be here, just to be somebody and be in a certain place and, you know, and do a certain thing. Amen, praise God. But God had a reason for creating you and making you where you, who you are today. And you better know your worth, your importance, the importance of you being where you are today. You better know it. While I travel over the road and the places that I go, I walk in the place and I travel, I move around as though I own this place. I move around as though, amen, I am so important. Amen, praise God. Folk look at me, praise God, and I'm pretty sure ain't no telling what could be going on across their mind, but I'm telling you, I walk in there with authority. Amen, praise God. I walk in there, amen, knowing that, amen, there's a move of God taking place. Why? Because he's moving in me. He's moving in me. I'm telling you, and I said that to say this, that when it comes to giving God praise, you truly have a reason. It doesn't necessarily mean that the only time I praise God is when I get something out of the deal. No, but you ought to praise him because God created you for that purpose, to give him praise, to represent his name. Wherever you go, praise God. God has created you so unique, so fabulous. You might not look at yourself in that manner, amen, praise God, but I'm here to let you know that because of who you are, things begin to happen. Things begin to shift. Things, amen, begin to work because you're there. Because of who you are. Amen. Amen. Praise God. You ever been to a family reunion or a family gathering and everybody's there already and all of a sudden you pop up in the place on the scene and everybody's like, oh, wow, look. There is brother. There's sister. There's mother. I'm telling you, everybody, they're glad to see you because you're unique. You might say, well, they just hadn't seen me in a while. No. Your life is making a difference because of who you are. God has created you for that purpose. Amen. And you, amen, are, amen, to represent him wherever you go. You're changing things. On every job that I have been through, the time that I was saved, praise God, let me tell you something, nothing but favor, nothing but changes, nothing but good things begin to happen while I'm there. I'm telling you, I went to this certain job, and I hadn't been there in so long, praise God. I used to work for them, and I walked into the building, and I'm telling you, the atmosphere just changed. Everything began to shift, and some knew, amen, the life that I live, and some knew, amen, who I was and knew my character. And when they saw me, hey, they stood up. People stood up behind their desk. They stood up. The owner come to me and shook my hand. Not that I was, amen, some type of very important person, although I am important, amen, to God, yes, I am, but, amen, because, amen, of who I am.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system, 912-492-0986, is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options. We did not get your message either because you were not speaking or because of a bad connection. To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Are you still there? To disconnect, press 1. To record your message, press 2. Sorry you were having trouble. Please try again later. Goodbye.
We know that we are the temple. So we are to praise God like never before in this body. The Bible says that. Glorify him in your body and in your spirit. And you're that temple. So praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. The Bible says to praise him in the firmament of his power. Amen. Praise God. In other words, that God, what God has imparted in you, okay, he's imparted in you ability and strength and power, authority. Amen. That's what we recognize when we say power and authority. So you have the right to praise God in the firmament of his power. Everything that I have in me belongs to God. And everything that's in me, I give in return unto him. I give him that. Amen. Praise God. Because this is who he is. And the power of God rests upon us. The power, his power rests upon us, praise God. So when we begin to move and to breathe, we're doing this in the firmament of God's power. I never had the audacity or the ability to praise God the way I do now. There were times I did say thank you every now and then. There were times I may acknowledge God at times when I'm eating a meal. But I didn't acknowledge God all the time. I didn't have, amen, his power to give him praise. But now I have what I have. I give it unto the Lord. I give unto the Lord, praise God, because it's due him. It belongs to him. Verse 2 says, praise him for his mighty acts. Has not God done some great things in your life? Have you not looked around and seen the glory of God, the great things that he has done? Have you ever looked back over your life and seen where God has brought you from? Have you ever looked back and seen all those prayers that you have required or requested of God and every one of them was answered? Have you seen these things? Because if you have, you got another reason to praise God. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Is not God great? God is, the Bible calls it excellent great. Amen. Because that's what God is every day. God is great and greatly to be praised. He is. He does things so well till you, amen, would not dare to have to go and ask someone else. Because, amen, God did it. Amen. Because he did it. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Verse 3 says, praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Amen. Praise God. Now, I know everybody ain't no musician. Amen. Praise God. But I'm here to let you know that you do got a voice. That voice can be that trumpet sound. That voice can be that trumpet sound. Hey! Glory! Hallelujah! Amen. Praise God. That voice. Amen. Not necessarily to say that you got to have some type of instrument in your hand to shout. Now, we know we got some tambourines or things like that. Yeah, and you can do it. You're going to go ahead and shake that thing. You're going to go ahead and rattle, amen, what God, amen, has given unto you to praise his name. And see, the good part about that is you know exactly what it means when you start shaking that tambourine. And God know what it means. That there belong to God right there. Huh? Ching, 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 ching. That belong to God. And when you get to clapping your hands, that belong to God. So what are you clapping for over there? Oh, I'm just giving God praise. You don't understand. I'm giving him praise. Amen. Amen. Praise God. That's exactly what we give unto the Lord. We give him praise, not just with a voice. Amen. Praise God. Not just with a clap. Not just with a cymbal. But we give God praise. Amen. In every aspect of our life. How many know that there's a praise in your obedience? There's a praise. Amen. And you're giving God praise in your faithfulness to God. still giving God praise when you're doing godly things. Amen. Because you're doing these things unto the Lord. And this is how we acknowledge God. Amen. Praise God. And the Bible said all your ways acknowledge you. So we're going to do it, amen, in every area of our life. Praise God. We're going to give God praise. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. Psalm 150. Praise him with the psaltery and harp. Excuse me. So these are some symbols, amen, praise God, that we can praise him with. So there are other things, again, that we can praise God with. All right? Verse 4 says, praise him with the tremble, the timbrel and dance. Amen. So we see that we can praise God, amen, not just with a clap or a cymbal or a yell, but you can dance like David danced before the Lord. We can dance like David danced. Amen. Praise God. See, folk, and I'm talking about this because here's the thing, y'all, okay, to be honest. How many times throughout the day do you give God praise? How many times? I just want you to take time to think about that. How many times do I give God praise throughout the day? And not only that, but think about it. What do you call a praise? Just when you say, thank you, Jesus? Just when you clap your hand? What do you call a praise?
Brother Rick.
Yes, sir.
Then we give God, praise when we are going through as well, right? I mean, because I got a lesson to do. I got a lesson to do Saturday, and I was reading the Beatitude. I'm coming out of the Beatitude and stuff, and we got to give God praise when we're going through. I mean, you know, that's what I came up with.
Amen. That's exactly right. Amen. We give God praise. You know, and the reason you're going to give God praise, amen, even in your going through, all right? The reason I would give God praise, although I'm going through, because some folks say it's hard to praise the Lord when I'm going through, it's hard. But you give God praise in the midst of your going through because you trust him. You believe in him. I know that he's able. So I'm not going to let this small thing deter me. I'm not going to let it take away my praise. But I'm still trusting in you no matter what it looked like. I can give God praise. Paul said that, you know, he said that how he going to praise God no matter what he's going through, when he got revelation, he said, my grace is sufficient for you. And then he said, therefore, most gladly will I what? Praise God. How he said that thing? How scripture go, y'all? I done let it slip on me now. Most gladly will I glory in my infirmities. Thank you, Holy Ghost, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. That's what the word says. Even in my infirmities, even in my going through, amen, I'm going to praise God. I'm going to lift him up. Amen. Amen. All right. But I want to say, that it is important that we give God praise. And I asked the question already, that how many times in a day do you give God praise? Or do you give God praise throughout your day? Do you acknowledge him? Amen, throughout the day, praise God. Or is it just a moment thing, praise God, or a special time that you do that? I'm too busy to dance. I'm too busy to give God praise. Amen, praise God. Now, you may be too busy to dance. You may be too busy to yell because you're on your job. But again, there are other ways to give God praise. Who was that say, when I think on the goodness of Jesus. Huh? And all that he's done for me. My soul cries out hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that you got something on the inside that desires to praise God all the day long?
Okay.
Not necessarily saying that that thing has to manifest on the outside, but God knows your mind. He knows, amen, your inner thoughts. He knows that in a time like this, you really want to dance, but I'm just going to hold it because I'm at work. I got to respect that, but do it all, God. You know how I feel already. You know I feel like giving you praise.
Come on.
Sometime when the praise, amen, is there for me, I just drive this truck and ain't got no sleep involved. I could be on a job, amen, under a roof, amen, and got a supervisor over my head. And all of a sudden, amen, I think on the goodness of the Lord. And I find myself, amen, doing work harder than I've ever done before. It seemed like it just gave me more energy to pray, to do the job. I am seen to be more focused now because I'm giving God praise. And here's the thing about it, praise God, because God wants us to enjoy the benefit of serving him, praise God. And when you begin to give God praise, amen, praise God, God is pleased with your praise. God accepts your praise, and God pours out even more into you. I'm telling you, praise God, it is so important to give God praise. But let's not be limited, people of God, to a dance. Don't be limited to a hand clap. I ain't got no tambourine on my job. Hey, oh, glory. Amen, praise God. But whatever that you have, understand that it is the Lord that knows you best. He knows that when you're quiet, you're giving him praise. Somebody else might say you stuck up. You ain't saying nothing. What's gotten into you today? But all the while, you got joy. All the while, praise God, you're giving them glory. They don't understand it, and you ain't got time to even explain, praise God. Amen, praise God. I'm telling you, praise God, that's how it is sometimes. But it ain't, amen, you don't have to limit yourself to a dance. You ain't got to limit yourself to a song, amen, that you're singing. Amen, praise God, just so you can give God praise. But the Bible tells us, amen, he began to describe so many different things to praise God with. Amen, praise God. Amen, praise God. He said to praise God, right? He says to praise the Lord, praise him in a sanctuary, praise him in the firmament of his power, praise him in his mighty, with his mighty acts, praise him according to excellent greatness, praise him with the sound of a trumpet, praise him with the psaltery and harp, and look at number four, says, praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him, amen, with string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Do you realize, oh my God, do you realize that, praise God, when you're in the church and that music is going and them guys are just giving God the glory? You think because they're on the instrument, they ain't giving God no praise, but that's their praise there. God has given them the ability, praise God, to praise him with that organ, to praise him with them drums, praise him with that guitar, praise him with them cymbals, praise God. God has given them the ability. You think because you out there on the floor dancing and sweating and praise God like you're the only one out there shouting, amen, praise God. Oh, no, but there are others that are praising God just because they ain't doing the same thing you do. Amen, you can't get all upset and out of whack, say the folks just don't want to give God no praise. Amen, if you feel that type of way, it's because you want to do the same thing you're doing. But I'm here to let you know that everybody don't do the same thing that you do. Everybody ain't got that yell that you got. Everybody ain't got that clap you got. Some people just might want to wave their hand, praise God. But whatever it is, God knows about their praise. He knows about their praise, praise God. He knows, amen, how they praise him, how they feel, praise God. While you over there feeling some type of way, God is pleased with their praise. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? I'm telling you, praise God. That's why, praise God, when it comes to giving God praise, you ought to just learn, amen, to get your praise on. Don't worry about them because, amen, God see them. God knows exactly what they're doing. But But see, we live in a day and time, praise God, with everybody. We just want everybody to dance like us. We want everybody to clap their hands like us. I want everybody to yell like me. Somebody say hallelujah. Amen. We want all that to happen the same way. If they ain't doing it, you feel some type of way. Now you want to crucify them. You want to think they serving God like you do. You want to think, praise God, that they ain't doing whatever they supposed to do. I'm telling you, sometimes you think, praise God, that I'm backslid, all because they ain't clap like you did. Amen. Praise God. But the Bible says, amen, praise God, that amen, you can praise him not just with your hands, not just in a dance. You can praise him with cymbals. Amen. Praise God. The Bible says right here, watch this here. Verse 5 says, praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high-sounding cymbals. Verse 6 says, let everything, he said, that have breath. In other words, every living being, he said, praise the Lord. Let him praise the Lord. Let him praise the Lord. Amen, praise God. That's everyone. Amen, praise God. And I want to be in place where I can give God praise. Praise a little more radical, a little more whatever. Praise God. But I don't knock your praise. I'm not knocking what you do. Amen, praise God. The Bible tells us to let everything to have breath. Praise the Lord, praise God. Amen. And how important it is to give God praise. How important it is, amen, to give him the glory that's due unto him. We are to lift God up. And I encourage you today to remember to give God praise. Think about all he's done for you, all he's done for your family. Many times God came through for you. Amen. That's enough to give God praise. That's enough to give him praise, y'all. That's enough. Don't ever hold back on your praise. Don't ever hold. You might not shout or dance or make noise like I want you to, but God knows your praise. God knows your praise. Give him praise today. Give him praise today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Bless the Lord. All right. All right. Anybody? Anybody on the line, praise God, that's been listening in, if you want to say something or you have anything to say, maybe you want to share your experience or whatever it is, praise God. Amen. You may do so at this time. The line is open. Line is open.
Good morning, Brother Ricky. God bless you. Thank God for the lifeline. I thank God for what I've heard, because praises is really our weapon. Praises is a weapon. Amen. Because sometimes you just don't have the exact words to say, and things are going on. You could be going through, but if you could ever muster up a praise and just begin to say, God, I thank you, then you'll find yourself moving out of that place of sadness, moving out of that place of depression and wondering. Amen. That praise will cause your faith to ignite God. Amen. So I thank God, because praise is sometimes when I'm just riding, I can find myself saying, Lord, I love you. I praise you. And after a while, I'm ready. You know, and I can walk through the house. You don't have to wait till you get to church. That's what's good about it. You could just begin to praise him and thank him. You could praise him by waving your hand. You can praise him by doing your dance. You can praise him, amen, with the music. You can praise him. And I thank God for being able to praise him. But sometimes that's all we can do, is we'll praise our way out of situations that the enemy has created, amen, to distract the people of God. But praises is what we do when we're going through. And that is so true. Praises is what we do. God bless you.
Good morning to my Lifeline family. I just thank God for just being on the line this morning, and praise is what I do. And I just thank God for the praise. Well, Brother Richard was saying about praise. Yes, God, I praise you all the time. Every time I think about you, I just say, Lord, I thank you. And I'm not actually listening to me from gospel music all during the day. Lord, I thank you. Oh, God, I thank you for everything what you're doing for me, what you're yet doing, what you're going to do. I just give God all the praise and the glory and the honor for it. And I love each and every one of y'all. There's nothing y'all can do about it, but love me back and continue to pray for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, God. God bless. Boy, I don't know. Anyone else like to say something?
Amen. Yeah, I had on mute talking all that time. I'm just talking. I said, "She must don't hear me talking." I looked at the thing. I said, "Oh Lord, I got no mute." Amen. Thank you, Vanessa Woods. Amen. That's awesome to be able to step up. Thank you once again, Sister Willie Young. Amen. I was asked a question when I started talking. I said, how many know that even what Sister Willie Young was saying was giving praise unto the Lord? Amen. Just testifying of the goodness of God. That gives praise unto the Lord. Why? We're lifting him up. Praise God. Amen. Anyone else?
Amen. I too enjoyed the word that came forth about praise, and it often reminds you of the song by Vicky Yohui, because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, I give you glory. Because of who you are, I either lift up or magnify your name. But, you know, it's something about when, whether we're together or separately, that when we give God true praise, all praise, we're going to praise him. That how his his presence begins to fill the room, and then everything that's before us, around us, otherwise gets removed out of the air, and God's presence is, you know, just all what we need.
Amen. Amen. That's right. That's so true. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyone else? Anyone else? The line is open.
Praise the Lord. I thank God for the message. I said that for a reason. When I asked the question about you have to praise him when you're going through. And I've been going through like things in the past, you know, we have to do it when we're going through, and I just thank God for the lesson about, you know, praising God at what we do. You know, like that song say, praises is what I do when I'm going through. So we have to praise him when we're going through, you know, and ain't gonna always, you know, be peaches and cream for us, but we have to suffer likewise as Christ did. I just thank God for the blessing. God pray my strength in the morning.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you, my brother. Amen. All right, anyone else? Anyone else? All right. Pastor Jay, are you listening? God bless you. Prophet Gamble, are you listening? God bless you. Lady Hagen, are you listening? God bless you.
God bless you, Bariki. We are here along with our radio audience, and yes, we are listening. Thank you so much. A very, very great, interesting subject matter you took on today, and everyone is over here are smiling with happy faces. Thank you, and may God forever bless you. Back to you.
Amen. God bless you, and thank you. Amen for listening in. Praise God, and thank God for the other audience. Amen. Praise God. We just hope that, amen, something was said that would, amen, just be a blessing in their life. Amen, in Jesus' name. Before I call Pastor William, I want everyone that's listening in, amen, praise God. And if you're able, amen, on tomorrow, I want to, everyone, if you can, find someone in the Word of God that you know gave God praise. Someone in the Word of God, amen. And we're pretty sure we know many of them that have gave God praise. Amen, praise God, but I want to just go to you individually, and if you will, give me that one to share a little bit about that one that gave God praise. Amen, praise God. Why did he praise him, or why did she praise him, or something, you know, praise God. But come up with someone in the Word of God that gave God praise. Amen, praise God, and we'll talk about that on tomorrow. Amen. Today is Thursday. We have Mother's will be ministering on the line. However the Lord lead them. Amen. Our mothers that's usually on the line is Mother Vanessa, Mother Cordette, Mother Edwards, and Mother Alma. Amen. Praise God. So we're going to, amen, turn into their hands at the 11:30 hour. Amen. Praise God today. Amen. We ask you to come back and join us. Amen. Praise God as we hear from our mothers in Jesus' name. Also at 5:30, Pastor William will be on the line once again teaching. Amen. Praise God. And also 11:30 tonight, p.m. prayer. Amen. Prayer, amen, will begin at 11:30 p.m. tonight. Amen. All right. I believe that's all the announcements. Let us continue to lift one another up in prayer.
I almost forgot to say this. Praise and mercy. I forgot to say this. I believe I got a little memo in from our dearest sister, Angie, the Queen of Sheba, and the information, I don't know if I got it right or not, but it looked like it mentioned that her brother-in-law, somebody close to her just passed. And so we definitely want to reach out to her. For those of you who know how to reach her or make contact with her, and then do check on her and give her our condolences and the family our condolences. You know, our hearts are touched whenever we lose loved ones, and especially if they're connected to the Lifeline family. And we all know the Queen of Sheba has, you know, she is a part of the Lifeline and has been for some time, and I know all of you love her. So keep her in prayer, and if you can reach out to her, please do so. And thank you so very, very much. And for the radio, for those who like to be a part of the radio, as we feature these great, rich broadcast service and all the awesome things that are happening, even with the super teachings that Bariki is doing and all of the ones who are participating in the Bible discussion, this fantastic Lifeline discussion. I want to give you a number that you'll be able to listen as well. But for those of you, you know, who come in by the way of the Lifeline, you may continue to do so. But if you got some friends, you just want somebody, they just want to listen, amen, I want to give you a number. It's optional, amen, since we do have our audience there and they're listening. And sometimes you just might want to go and listen and see how the radio programs are coming along. And if so, you have that right. I want to give you that number if it's okay. The number is 516-69491. 516-666-9491. No, we're not changing anything. We're just enhancing, making it a little better for some who just would like to say, well, I want to hear. I hear they do have a radio and they have quite a few radios. So I just want to see what's going on the NPA, which is one of our radio stations as well. So you can just tune into the NPA station. And usually at this time, 9 o'clock, I believe it is, Brother Ricky will be on along with those who are with him. On the radio, because, you know, we do have to pay for the radio, we may not be featured as long as we would as readily on our Lifeline, but we have implemented a 45-minute show for the Lifeline, for the Bible study, for those of you who would like to listen in. And because it's radio, you know, we have to move, keep moving. But if you are interested and would like to listen, amen, glory be to God, and it will go out to our sources, Twitter, or Instagram, all those other modules and other radio stations will be able to pick up the feed as well. You can listen by just calling 516-666-9491. And if you want to participate, I understand, yeah, they have upgraded that you also, if you're on the radio station and you just like to speak live, amen, to the host, at that time, you are at liberty on the NPA to do so. All right? So this is a unique module where we're constantly trying to make it better for all of our wonderful people, and I just wanted to get that information to you. Thank you so very, very much. Don't forget our women convention will be coming up soon, and more information will be coming. And I think that's next week, so time's going really, really fast. But we do certainly invite everyone who would love to, you know, be a part to do so. God bless you. We love you. Back to you, Bariki. Thank you so much.
Hey, amen. God bless you. 516 516-666-9491, you said, right?
Yes, yes, that is correct. 516-666-9491.
And what is the time? Is there a time
nine,
you can call?
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock, but Ricky, I believe your program goes on at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Uh-huh, so the radio will be
all
waiting
right,
for
9
you.
9 o'clock.
Uh-huh, the radio will be waiting for you. Your listeners are already in place. They'll be, they're waiting for you at 9 o'clock. They're pretty prompt.
9 p.m. or a.m.?
No, 9 o'clock a.m.
Oh, a.m., okay.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Yes, yes.
Right, 9 o'clock a.m., okay.
Yes.
Right. I have the number written down.
All right. And if you were to go, there was a link that they sent out to, and if you go to the link, you'll see where it says Bible Study Lifeline, something like that. But you'll see it. Yes. I was able to check out the radio, and I saw where NPA had put out a blast and said, what was it, Bible Study Lifeline, and I knew they were talking about you guys. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
Sir. We're on the move, y'all.
Bless
we're on
Lord.
The move. So keep on. God bless you all. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Amen. Thank you so much, Andrew Hagen.
You're welcome,
Barry. Your voice and God's will is healing, amen, and just touching your body, and to thank God for what the Lord has done.
Oh,
amen.
Yes.
Especially in lifting you up in prayer.
And thank
Mother
you.
Williams and also Pastor Williams, yes.
Yes, thank you. Thank
amen.
You all so very much. And give our love to the body of Christ, to everyone, okay?
Amen. Definitely. Amen.
It's
thank
it.
God for what he's done for my daughter as well. Amen.
Oh,
touch
I
her body
her,
and
yes.
heal her, too.
Oh,
amen.
Yes. We've been praying
yes.
for her, too. Oh, yes.
Yes.
God be praised. Oh, mama. We serve.
I'm so glad
great
what
great
God has done.
Yes. In fact, I was on another different ones, you know, different ones have lost loved ones during this season. And, but even in the
right.
midst of it, God comes in and shows himself strong and mighty. I was just sharing about one of my beautiful cousins and, you know, how the Lord saw her through. It was pretty rough, but God saw her through. And I believe that she and her family are going to be all right. But it was a very difficult thing, especially when you know somebody to be good and healthy and they work out and they're strong, you know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you weren't expecting that. You say, what happened? You know, so we do. We have so much to be thankful for. Okay, God knows who's going to go and who's going to stay. And the very fact that he allowed us to stay on this side a little longer, man, he deserves a praise like none
amen.
Of them. Amen. Because we got work
amen.
To do. We got work to do. Amen.
Yes.
And we thank God. We love you
that's
all.
Right.
Keep on keeping on. Amen. Back to you now.
Amen. And that's one thing we don't do is take that lightly. God spared your life. Amen. Many didn't make it. Praise God. But God spared your life for a reason. Praise God. Give him praise. Amen. Stay connected. Hallelujah. And appreciate what the Lord has done. So it is a blessing. Amen. Praise God. I tell you, I just kept on encouraging my baby. Baby, you're going to make it. You're going to go. You're going to come up out of this. Amen. Praise God. You are a winner. And God's going to do it just for you. Amen. And I am so glad that the Lord worked it out for my baby. Amen.
Oh, yes.
Praise God. She was crying. She was hurting.
Oh,
I had
yes.
talked her through it all. Amen.
Yes.
But the Lord, amen, saw her through.
Oh, yeah. And the saints were praying,
yes.
too. Oh, yes. I got another little one. He's